if you have to stop going out for coffee, or if you have to stop going on that holiday, or if you've got to stop not being able to impulse buy that pair of heels or that dress, or go and play golf or go to the footy with your mate, investing in property is not for you.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with Christine Williams, devoted mother and head of Smarter Property Investing. We'll uncover the nuts and bolts of her 7 smartest steps strategy. And most importantly, you'll discover how you can have the cake and eat it too. It's human nature to have doubts about our own abilities. For Williams, it was particularly difficult to get past these doubts and to be confident in her understanding of property investing.
Unfortunately for me, it was being a female and worrying about what I could and what I couldn't do. Having the belief in myself to trust my gut feeling. So I suppose that was the thing holding me back. And then, of course, from that, money. And, you know, how do I get the money to actually start investing once I knew that this was the path that I wanted to go down?
When locating resources and educating herself on property investing, she has no particular mentors. However, engaging with seminars and focusing on why she wanted to become a property investor was where it all began.
Looking for educational seminars, trying to, look the wood for the tree, what was actually real, what was actually a scare tactic, what was a fear tactic, what was actually thinking about the individual person. So it really was just a journey, no one in particular. But I suppose the reason sort of become my resource was making sure that my kids were going to be well off, making sure that I could provide for my kids. So my why was the thing that made me want to be educated and look for the resources to find out how to invest in property correctly, wisely and safely. Hearing, over decades, you've heard many horror stories and, Gold Coast, for example, what could be done on the Gold Coast, and it went from boom to bust. So I suppose it was more about making sure when I'd made a decision, I was making the right decisions, and I'd always base that on numbers and cash flow.
Sometimes when there is a lot of information at play, it can be challenging to take it in. The best advice Williams has ever received is to come back and listen again.
Listening to a couple of seminars, it was really funny. You do only hear normally 7% of whatever anyone ever tells you. And so it pays to go back time and time again. And I actually have clients that come and see me speak 2 or 3 times, and they're just amazed at what they pick up every time they come. You've said something different tonight, Christine. I've learned something different. Well, in actual fact, I haven't really said anything different. It's just what they were actually able to take in at that particular time. So I suppose the best advice I've ever received was come back and listen to this again. Before you make a decision, make sure that you've heard everything that you need to hear and did it resonate with your gut. And I call that the sleep test. So if a suggestion or a strategy is suggested to you and it sits well with you there and then, but if you don't sleep for the next 3 nights, it's not really sitting well with you. There's something wrong. Your gut's actually telling you that there's something wrong. And as humans, we do have a sixth sense. We just don't know how to use it. So to me, the advice that I heard was, is this right for you? And if you're sleeping well and it sits well with your gut after 3 or 4 days, go ahead and do it.
Love it. That is great. It stops you from taking those really immediate, just straight away immediate action, because sometimes you need to actually impulse, that's the word for it, impulsive actions. And if you take those, sometimes it can actually lead to a lot of distress.
Well, it can. And the whole going to different seminars, where you ask to sign on the dotted line because tonight's the only night. No. If you're interested, they will know that you're interested and you can take time to think about it. There's none of this, you know, sign on the dotted line. I think the cooling off period of 3 days, I think it's well worth it, yes. And you know yourself, well, as a female, you know, you impulsively bought that dress and shoes and get it home. What on earth did I buy that for? So yes, it's really no different, and property is no different to that. If you are a compulsive spender and you get it home and you know that you shouldn't have done it, well, there's no difference in property. It's just at a different level, that's all.
William's strategy is central to keeping herself and her clients insured in the event of an unforeseen situation. This came about by ensuring that she never made the same mistake twice.
It came from mistakes and learning from those mistakes. And even though every mistake I made, there ended up being some sort of success out of it. And I call it a success because I learned something. And from those mistakes, it made me become a risk. I mitigated risk more and more each time I invested. And I believe at this point, I've mitigated just about every risk or any scenario that could come. I believe that I've put something in place that would not affect the investment property. And so what I did understand was that to keep me moving forward, because of course things went wrong, and of course, you know, weeks when you're worrying about the mortgage being paid and the tenant wasn't there and, you know, what's going to happen. So of course there were those type of weeks, and sometimes they turned into months. And it was, well, how could I never let that happen to me again? Because it was always about how could I never let that happen to me again? And it was always about my why for the kids, okay? So when working with my clients, unless they have a solid why, I generally don't want to work with them, because it's the why that keeps you on track when something goes wrong. But what I do believe in having the things go wrong along my journey and then finding a way to make sure that they don't go wrong again has what helped me build my strategy. And I suppose this is the strategy, and the smarter strategy, or the smarter 7 steps that I'm teaching my client all the time, that, you know, have your why for when things go wrong or when things don't go as good as what you expect, because I'm always telling them that this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It's actually slow and steady. Make sure that we have enough cash buffer in place. Make sure that we cover the sleep test. Make sure that we've got all our insurances in place. Make sure that, you know, that all the bank loans are correctly in place. So it's a part of the strategy of making sure that when something goes wrong, it's really going to be a bump. It's not going to turn into a mountain.
On the subject of her strategy, 7 Smarter Steps, Williams has provided a framework through Smarter Property Investing, which everyone can follow to achieve their goals.
Be very specific about why. Yes, be very specific about why you're getting into it. Measure it. How many properties are you actually looking at, and are these properties going to give you, or the outcome of these properties going to give you, what your why is all about? Attainable. Can we get the finance? What do we need to do to do it? What strategies should we be looking at? Is this realistic? And I get back to, is your why realistic and is your outcome realistic? Because I have people coming to me at, 55 that want 10 properties in the next 5 years. And that's just not realistic. And why do you want them anyway? Or I've got a 25-year-old saying to me, you know, I only want 3 properties. Do you think I can do it? Well, yes, you can, because you've got, you know, 30 or 40 years in the workforce. So is it realistic? And that's what we're looking at. And then T, time. What is your time frame? You know, is this 5, 10, 20 years? What is the time frame? And it sort of goes back to the previous 3. And then E is evaluate. So every 12 months you should be looking at what you've done. Is there a better way? Should we be looking at interest rates? Should we be looking at the insurances? How is the property going? Have we gained equity? Can we use equity out of the property? And then my 7th step is R. It's repeat. Do it again. Once you've done it and once you can see that this is working, do it again. And it's not the McDonald's, would you like fries with this? It's actually the McDonald's philosophy of it's a system. Work the system. Don't vary from the system. Once you've chosen your strategy, don't vary from that system, because that system's going to work for you.
Coming up after a break, we'll delve into Williams' personal habits she considers to have had a positive impact on her success.
So a personal habit of mine is I've created the team around me that I know that if I'm about to make a decision, I can, you know, springboard it off them to make sure that I've asked all the right questions.
Books she recommends?
Could start by saying I'm writing my own book at the moment and it's going to be called Suddenly Single.
And that's next. I'm Taryn Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. How would you like to start a part-time business from home and make you at least $27,000 in the next 12 months while spending less than 7 hours a week on it? When you register for this 90-minute online business workshop at propertyinvestory.com/SPI, it's hosted by one of our past guests on the show, Jenny Brown from the Spending Planners Institute. She'll show you a proven way to get out of the rat race for good and meet all your financial needs and dreams. Best of all, the training is free. Claim your seat by the 30th of September before registration closes at propertyinvestory.com/SPI. And now back to our show. For Williams, the importance of having the right team surrounding her is paramount to her investing success. She says it's also become essential for her to have a strong understanding of how your cash flow is going to affect your lifestyle.
So a personal habit is making sure that you have the right advisors around you. And a personal habit is having that team that you can bounce ideas and questions off, i.e. having your accountant, your financial planner, your, you know, conveyancer, solicitor, mortgage broker or bank manager for that matter, and your property advisor. So a personal habit of mine is I've created the team around me that I know that if I'm about to make a decision, I can, you know, springboard it off them to make sure that I've asked all the right questions, I've considered all the, you know, yeses and nos, whys, do's, don'ts. And so that's a personal choice of mine. And I really instill that in my clients as well, making sure that they have the right team around them. But the other most important thing is knowing your numbers and knowing your cash flow and how that's going to affect your current lifestyle. If you don't know your numbers and you don't know what investing in property or how it's going to affect your cash flow and your current lifestyle, that's probably where you need to start. Because if you can't, if you have to stop going out for coffee or if you have to stop going on that holiday or if you've got to stop not being able to impulse buy that pair of heels or that dress or go and play golf or go to the footy with your mates, investing in property is not for you, or you've invested in the wrong type of price point, because it shouldn't affect your cash flow. It shouldn't affect your lifestyle to the point that you have to give up the things that you love. It has to be done in tandem. So I suppose that's probably one of my main parts of my strategy and how I've become a successful investor.
The idea of placing all of one's earnings into their investments is ultimately not one that Williams lives by.
Look, it will work for some people, but it won't work for the majority, okay? And the reason why I say that is because we live in a lifestyle whereby going down to the local cafe and sitting and talking and chatting with friends, you know, that might take $20, $30, $50, $100 for that afternoon. And some people say, well, you should have put that $100 into property because it's for your future. Well, I have taught my kids that they have to have fun along the way. And it might be we don't spend $100, but let's budget $20, $30 or $50 to have fun along the way and invest that other $50. Look, it's all about moderation and it's about knowing that you don't have to go without to build a property portfolio for your future. Yes, you have to assess your expenses. Yes, you have to assess where the money's going. And when you really assess where the money's going, you will pull back because you know the greater good or your why is to actually invest. But if you have to pull back so much so that you can't even enjoy that cup of coffee or go shopping or have that little holiday or, you know, go to the footy with mates, if you keep on saying, no, 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 I can't afford it, the minute something does go wrong with that investment property, because something will go wrong, and it will be a little bump, you'll get so agitated and so frustrated with your lifestyle that you'll end up selling, which negates everything that you've put in place to work towards your future creation of wealth. So I'm very much of the opinion you can have both. You can eat your cake and eat it too and grow a property portfolio. It's just where you choose to park your money and it's what you choose to go without. And you've got to be comfortable going without that pleasure, that little, lifestyle, yeah, and little rewards, okay? And the other thing is too, when you are investing in property, you know, and you do get to a particular goal, and it could be your deposit, or it could be your contract's gone unconditional, or it could be the property settled, or it could be you've got your first tenant, you should reward yourself because that's a major step in your wealth creation journey. And eventually it just becomes the norm because you keep on repeating it, you keep on doing it. But you should keep on rewarding yourself every step of the way. And that could be coffee with friends. It could be, you know, going out for dinner. But do remember to reward yourself because it's all got to do with lifestyle. Because remember, you're doing this for lifestyle.
When considering books she would recommend to listeners, she names several inspiring authors in addition to her own book.
I could start by saying I'm writing my own book at the moment and it's going to be called Suddenly Single. And it's basically going to be having my seven steps along the way and hopefully that will be published in the next 12 weeks. So, but from that, it's going to be about lessons I've learned and becoming suddenly single and doing it. But one of the lessons I've learned along the way in one of the books I've read is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And look, it's just a life lesson about enjoying life, knowing what you want and actually putting away 10%. So it's a very, very simple lesson. It's a very, very simple strategy. And I've got to tell you, I'm a very simple girl. I like the KISS strategy, keep it simple, stupid. So there you go, it can be. So I feel that Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a very simple strategy. And chicken soup, you know, enjoy, be grateful, get up. Be grateful that you're here today and be grateful that you've got the opportunity to actually do this. So, yes, the chicken soup book as well. So I'm not a great reader. I don't have to delve too deep into it. I just think it's about learning lessons and picking up some really good quotes from, you know, Albert Einstein, just thinking about great people that have been in our life, you know, Mandela, you know, Mother Teresa, all these people have, you know, very much the same lesson as Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Enjoy life along the way and put 10% aside.
If you would like to connect with Williams and find out from her how to make your property investments work right for you, she has a special offer exclusive to Property Investory listeners.
So what happens from where I present what I call my dining table session or my Destination Freedom session, I present through Bendigo Banks and I also present individually around Melbourne and sometimes on the Eastern Seaboard. After I present, my audience is offered to book a discovery session. Now, a discovery session goes for 90 minutes and in that discovery session, we actually work out whether or not investing in property is right for that individual because sometimes it's not, okay, and that's okay. And in that discovery session, I really uncover your numbers and uncover your why and that's what it's all about. So the session itself is about the individual. It's not about me. People can Google me and find out what I've done and all that sort of stuff and I'm happy to share more of my story in that session. But basically, it's about the person and whether or not they can do this. If they can't do it today, what do they need to do in the next 12 months to actually do it in the future? Whether or not they're ready, what their risk tolerances are, and really what their cash flow and what their lifestyle is about and what they want to achieve. Normally, I charge $97 for that. And in that, I always say that if you don't feel that you've received $97 worth of value, I'll refund it. But because Tyron is giving me this opportunity, I'm happy for people to go to my website, book a discovery session, and if they put in comments, property investing Tyrone, I'll waive that fee regardless and I'm happy to spend 90 minutes with them. That can either be face-to-face or via Skype. And so you just go to the website www.smarterpropertyinvesting.com.au and book a session in and one of my team members will come back. We'll have a date and time that suits us both. They'll be working individually with me in that discovery session and post-discovery session. And we can see whether or not we're happy working with each other and whether or not investing in property is actually right for them.
Thank you to Christine Williams, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about her journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Christine Williams and select that episode to learn more about her story. Also, I would love to hear from you. If you own property and want to share your story, send me an email to hello@propertyinvestory.com. To spell Property Investory, simply type the words Property Investor with the letter Y. Alternatively, you can open the description on this episode in your plan and click on the link to contact me. Thanks for listening.